Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a frustrating commute, a work deadline looming, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Ever feel like your emotions are taking the driver's seat, leading you on a wild rollercoaster ride? We've all been there, right? Today, we're diving into something super important: managing our emotions and thoughts. Because let's face it, in today's world, with the constant barrage of information and demands, staying emotionally balanced can feel like an Olympic sport. But guess what? Being stoic isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, recognizing their power, and ultimately choosing how you respond to them. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate those emotional storms with more grace and composure. 1. Accept what you can control. This is a big one, folks. We often get caught up in trying to control everything around us, but the truth is, there are so many things outside our sphere of influence. Think about it. You can't control the weather, other people's actions, or even the outcome of every situation. What you can control is your reaction to those things. By accepting what's beyond our reach, we free up mental energy to focus on what truly matters: our own thoughts and actions. 2. Recognize your thoughts as temporary. Imagine your thoughts like clouds passing by in the sky. They come and go, changing shape and form constantly. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true or that you have to believe it. Practice observing your thoughts without judgment, acknowledging them, and then letting them drift away. 3. Find meaning in everything. Even the tough stuff can hold valuable lessons. When faced with challenges, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this experience? How can I grow stronger as a result?" Shifting your perspective from "this is terrible" to "what opportunity for growth does this present?" can be incredibly empowering. 4. Practice mindfulness and gratitude. Take a few moments each day to simply be present in the moment. Pay attention to your senses, the sounds around you, the feeling of the sun on your skin. Cultivating gratitude for the good things in your life, big and small, can significantly impact your overall emotional well-being. 5. Remember your Stoic toolkit. Think of Stoicism as a toolbox filled with practical strategies for navigating life's ups and downs. There are techniques like negative visualization and imagining potential setbacks to prepare yourself mentally, practicing virtue acting in accordance with wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, and seeking out wise counsel from mentors or role models. Remember, these tools aren't magic wands. They require practice and consistency, but the rewards are worth it. Ever had one of those days where everything just seemed to go wrong? Maybe your morning coffee spilled, you got stuck in traffic, and then your presentation at work didn't go as planned. You know that feeling when you want to throw your hands up in the air and scream, "Why me?" Well, imagine facing that same day with a stoic mindset. Instead of getting overwhelmed by those frustrating events, you might think, "Okay, this is happening. I can't control it, but I can choose how I respond." Maybe you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation calmly, and then focus on what you can control: your attitude, your actions, and your commitment to staying focused on your goals. This isn't about being emotionless, it's about channeling those emotions in a healthy and productive way. It's about finding strength and wisdom amidst the chaos. So, here's the bottom line: managing your emotions and thoughts is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel completely overwhelmed. But by practicing acceptance, recognizing the impermanence of thoughts, finding meaning in everything, cultivating mindfulness and gratitude, and utilizing your Stoic toolkit, you can develop a greater sense of inner peace and resilience. Remember, you are not defined by your emotions, you are the master of them. Go out there and live with intention, purpose, and a whole lot of Stoic swagger. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Let's keep spreading the good vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.